Hi, I'm Kyle Brown, and I'm talking today with Tom Rose, the manager over at Riverway Western Company. We're going to be talking today about the formula that you use to determine how much air you need to effectively move in your greenhouse. So let's get started. How are you doing today, Tom?
I'm good, thank you.
That's good to have you. And I'm interested to talk about this because this will give us a chance to really break down what goes into that formula and give us an idea of how we decide how much air we need to move in that greenhouse. So let's start right there. So what is the formula itself, and you know, and how would you use it to find that setup?
Well, the basic formulation that's been used for years and years has been in the airflow movement in a greenhouse, you want about one air change per minute. And to figure that out, you just calculate the cubic footage of the greenhouse, length times width, plus a good average height. For example, if you have a 30 by 96 foot greenhouse that's semi-gable type, you have an average height of about 11 feet. And so it would be 30 by 96 times 11. That gives you your total cubic footage. Then once you have that cubic footage, then it's just a matter of picking out the fans that go best with that cubic footage. There's a couple items that come into play to modify that one change of air per minute. They would be perhaps the crop. Some crops don't need as much air. Some like a lot more. The location, whether you're in the hot San Joaquin Valley of California, the deserts of Arizona, or the north coast of California, that will come into play. Obviously, the cooler climates outside do not need as much airflow movement as you do in the hot climates. And the other one is just a matter of grower preference, something he's used. He may have an idea that, you know, I like a little bit more air. We put a little bit more air into it. A couple things you have to consider when you vary that airflow is the entrance. You got to make sure you have free air coming into that house when those fans come on. And in doing so, you take that cubic foot of air. If you have no entrance restrictions, you take that cubic foot of air divided by about 600, and that'll give you the square footage of entrance space you need in the greenhouse to get that air to flow through to give you a constant run. If you decide to put wet walls or pen walls into a greenhouse to cool it down even more, and those would be used in areas where it is much hotter, you take that cubic feet of air, divide it by about 350, and that's going to give you the square footage of pen wall that you need to allow enough air to come in and to cool the house down. And that's with a 6-inch pen. Once you've done that, it's just a matter of calculating out how many fans you need based on cubic footage, and any distributor can give you the airflow of fans. They're pretty constant depending on the size of the motors that you use. And once you've talked to your distributor, your supplier, you get the square footage, then you just kind of block in. If you take two 36-inch fans or two 48-inch fans with that cubic foot of air, then how does that work? And then you can figure out your shutter requirements, your pen wall requirements at the other end. A lot of people more and more are putting what we call the gable fan in, which is a third fan on an entrance house. And that gable fan is a fairly small fan, maybe a 20-inch, 24-inch, depending on the size of the house, probably up to a 36-inch maximum. And the reason for putting that gable fan in has been, number one, with the energy costs these days, electricity is not cheap. That gable fan, when you start heating up your greenhouse, where does the hot air go? It all goes to the top. So if you have a gable fan up top, a smaller fan, that comes on fairly early in the cooling cycle in the greenhouse, but you're drawing that hot air out from the gable, the high end, which allows the heat from the greenhouse to rise up to be taken out again. That way you're not using your big fans, which are the energy beasts in the greenhouse, you're not using them as much as would normally be done with just two large exhaust fans. The other thing to consider out when you're planning all this is, for the most part, if you put two fans or three fans into a greenhouse, all these things are going to be staged either with thermostats or even better with a controller. A controller is much more advantageous because it has only one sensing point of temperature, so you don't have variations based on individual thermostats. But you're going to stagger the flow coming on, in that if you had a gable fan, that would be the first thing to come on at a set temperature. And then as the main greenhouse heated up, your next large fan would come on, you wouldn't be bringing on all the large fans at one time because you just waste electricity. As you get to the hottest temperatures, if you have a pad wall would be in there probably in the third stage. And then on the real hot days, the fourth event, the second large exhaust fan would come on. And that's not going to run very often with the pad wall running and the other two fans. It's going to actually be going on and off where your pad wall and your first large fan continue on. Mm. So you kind of stagger these things and you work them into a program. And you try to, obviously, the best environment for the greenhouse, but you try to save some money at the same time. So, yes, you're, you know, not only the your total capacity, but you want to be able to use varying stages and various events to get the right environment for the crop and then just continue it on. One of the things to consider, a lot of people do not put a pad wall in, and they probably don't need it in a lot of the climates where you don't have the really major heat events or a continuous thing. And you have to remember, no matter how many fans you put on it, without a pad wall, you're never going to get it cooler than the outside. But you're going to keep it going. You're going to keep the plants from burning, overheating if you're just doing that. If you're in the climates where you have the 100, 105, 110 degrees outside on some events, you may end up needing that pad wall. There is one other item that goes together with all this is what we call horizontal air.
Okay.
Horizontal airflow fans, probably in my mind, the single most important product in the greenhouse. You want that airflow always to continue. Some crops like to really move, some just like the airflow to move. And it's not only keeping the airflow moving for temperature purposes, for drying the plants out so your disease is less, but they're particularly in early morning in the greenhouse, as the sun's coming up, if you have the house closed because of the night temperatures are cool, and even in the winter months or the cooler climates, as the sun comes up on products with a lot of green foliage, huge users of carbon dioxide. And there may be a point in that greenhouse where, as the sun comes up, you don't want to open it because it's still cool outside, but you're starting to deplete the carbon dioxide in those horizontal fans, which have run all night. They don't need to run when the big exhaust fans are running because of the air movement that way. But at night when you're not exhausting, that circulation fan keeps the air moving, keeps the plants dry. But as the temperature comes up, the sun comes up, it also keeps the carbon dioxide moving, so you get to use all the CO2 in the greenhouse that you have available to you without slowing down the plant growth.
But all right, yeah, I really appreciate you sharing these tips, and hopefully that will help growers out there get a better handle on how to plan their airflow for their next structure. So thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you.